Alas, it is the debate you never knew you wanted to see, but here it is, a parody debate between Bishop Robert Barron and Taylor Marshall on the question of the rosary. Must it be prayed in Latin? You can guess, you know, which one is in favor of that proposition and which one is opposed to it. We're going to watch this parody debate together, which is allegedly or supposedly hosted on Pints with Aquinas, at least in this parody universe. And it's quite hilarious. You're going to enjoy it. We need a little bit of comic relief, right? I mean, there's just so much chaos going on in the church. We need something to rise our spirit and, you know, make us laugh. And for that reason, I wanted to bring this parody debate to your attention. Somebody sent it to me. In fact, a patron sent it to me earlier, and I want to recommend that y'all go and check the original link that I have there in the show notes to where it's posted, and certainly go and like and comment there on the original video. But I'm going to show a copy of it here, and let's go ahead and begin. You should be able to see on your screen the beginning of the debate right now. Let's begin.
Good day. Welcome back to Pints with Aquinas. As promised, today's debate will be between Dr. Taylor Marshall and Bishop Robert Barron on whether it is a mortal sin to pray the rosary in English.
Okay, so there's the proposition. Is it a mortal sin to pray it in English, or must it be prayed in Latin?
Taylor will be taking the affirmative position and Bishop Barron the negative. We agreed to an open discussion format, so have at it, boys.
Friends, I don't even know where to begin with such a preposterous question. Why would praying the rosary in our native language be cause for grave matter? I guess since I'm taking the negative position, the only thing I can do is poke holes in the other side.
We all know that Jesus would have said the rosary in Latin as a young boy at synagogue, so why should we do any different?
This is epic so far, but isn't it just a little creepy? I'm presuming that AI created this, right? Because I doubt very seriously that somebody actually went and copied and pasted a whole bunch of audio clips of Bishop Barron and Taylor Marshall and just formatted it into these sentences, right? So this is clearly AI generated. And I'm just thinking, wow, this is, I mean, it really sounds like, though, it's a little concerning, because you can only imagine. I mean, they can have people saying all kinds of things and you would never know it. You would actually think that this is real.
There is so much wrong with what you just said, but even if I grant all of that, how exactly is it a sin?
It's a sin against tradition, obviously. Latin is the language of the church. So choosing to pray in any other language is an act of defiance and disobedience against Holy Mother Church. Mm.
Defiance and disobedience, eh? That's really rich coming from you, Taylor.
What is that supposed to mean?
Don't play dumb with me. You constantly refer to Pope Francis as Bergoglio, and you frequently question the validity of Vatican II, which is the greatest council of all time, by the way.
I've never explicitly denied that Francis is the current pope.
Then why don't you just call him Pope Francis? Will you go on the record by calling him that right now?
Yeah, I mean, he is the pope, and he chose the name Francis. What more do you want me to say?
He's got a point, right?
I want you to put those two facts together whenever you reference him.
Okay, fine.
You made me totally...
And he didn't say it.
Lose my train of thought. What were we talking about again?
I don't know. But since I have you here, do you care to comment on your personal stance on the moon landing?
Oh! You knew it was coming, right? I saw this epic Twitter back and forth between Trent Horn and... Taylor Marshall a few weeks ago, where they're going back and forth on various questions, and the moon landing issue came up. And yes, Taylor Marshall denies the moon landing. And of course, Trent Horn doesn't. And so there were some back and forth there. So that's what this is about.
No, we were talking about praying the rosary in English. You'll get your chance to talk about the moon landing in your debate with Trent Horn next week.
Wait, how did they get Matt? I get that AI can simulate Matt's voice like that, but I did not know they could also do accents. That's interesting. Okay.
Nice.
Hey, I'm ready to jump in right now if you want.
No, shut up, Trent. We have to stay organized. Also, who let you into the studio?
I paid Thursday $100 to leave a key under the mat.
Oh, sorry, man. Matt. I needed the money. You should have given me that raise I've been asking for.
All right, whatever. Just don't interrupt.
It really sounds like Thursday is right there recording this. This is weird. I've listened to AI. Somebody did an AI thing about me reading something, and it sounded like me as far as my voice, but evidently I have a weird accent that the computer can't figure out. So you could tell it wasn't me because I guess I have a weird accent, but I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know how you would describe it, but it's nailing Matt's accent here. That's what's fascinating me. I feel like Matt maybe literally recorded this thing for this video.
Please. Thursday. We'll have a talk later. Trent, did you at least lock the door after you came in?
I think so.
Well, we don't want other people coming in.
This is Brother Peter Diamond from VaticanCatholic.com.
Oh boy, not this guy. Who let you out of your mom's basement?
Were you following me or something?
Yes. I've been trying to contact you regarding my challenge to debate you. You still haven't accepted it.
Yeah, I decided to do something more worth my time, such as watching paint dry. Also, have you been following me all day, like even when I was at the zoo with my family earlier?
I swear, it sounds just like Trent. This is so creepy.
Unfortunately, yes. Also, while I was at the zoo, there was a clown there who was performing, quote, magic tricks. He pulled a quarter out of my ear, and I cannot explain how he did this other than by the power of Satan himself.
Okay, so if you don't know what's going on here, Diamond has some videos really putting forward the view that, you know, regular magicians, David Blaine, people like that, Chris Angel, it's not just magic tricks. They're actually performing those acts by the power of demons. Yes, he really takes that position. So that's kind of what's going on here.
Self-based.
So Matt, can we kick this guy out or what?
Hang on, guys. I want him to stay. I think he's going to take my side on this rosary debate.
Yes. Even though you have proven yourself to be an ipso facto notorious heretic, you are correct about praying the rosary in Latin only.
I'll take what I can get.
Well, I don't even know if there is a point in continuing this debate. You guys have totally derailed it.
That's fine. I'm honestly embarrassed that I even agreed to doing this. So, you know, I'm fine to just call it a wash and pretend this never happened.
I'm sorry, Your Excellency. I didn't mean to waste your time. Will you still be able to say Holy Mass for us?
Absolutely.
Wow. I didn't know you learned the TLM.
No, I was going to celebrate the Novus Ordo.
Oh, my mistake. I thought you said you were going to celebrate Holy Mass.
This is epic.
Seriously, dude?
Although I'm inclined to agree with Taylor, unfortunately, it wouldn't matter if he celebrated the TLM because he is a heretic. Plus, his ordination is invalid because it was done according to the missal of, quote, Pope Paul VI.
It's just so bloody sad that we as Catholics can't seem to agree about anything.
Yeah, is there anything that we can all agree about?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Me neither.
Hey, everyone, what are you guys talking about?
Boo!
Boo! Get him out of here!
Yeah, you need to leave.
Yeah, you should probably just go.
Wow, I thought all are welcome here, but I guess not.
It sounds just like Martin. What is going on here?
I would say heretics are not welcome here, but clearly we've already broken that rule.
Hey, Thursday, go ahead and kill the live stream before Mr. Diamond says something that will get us demonetized.
The Holocaust is a work of propaganda by the diabolical.
And so that's the end of the debate. Oh, gosh. Wow. This is a little concerning because I can only imagine how this is going to be exploited. And I've actually seen cases where AI actually generates a person's, you know, face and hand movements and all that and can duplicate a video. And then you hear this artificial voice sounds just like the person. I've seen cases where a YouTuber tried to show an AI version of himself, and you really couldn't distinguish the YouTuber versus the AI version. It looked almost identical. Unless you told me, hey, this is the AI version, you know, I wouldn't have really known. And I imagine this is going to be exploited in presidential elections and everything. I can only imagine the kind of videos about Pope Francis that are going to be generated, with Pope Francis just saying all kinds of things that he doesn't actually say or believe. Yeah, this is going to be exploited. But anyways, I had to show this to y'all. I figured we needed a little bit of comedy, a little bit of levity. And so shout out to CDC, I believe is the name of the individual who created it. I put a link to his channel there in the show notes. You can go and watch it. I think he has a few others, so certainly go and check it out. Thank you for putting that together, and to the patron who sent that over to me to alert me to it. Hope y'all enjoy this. Hey, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and put in the show notes what you thought about the debate and who won the debate. I want to know. Put it in the comment section. All right, that's going to do it, y'all. We'll see you later. God bless. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to tell you about my new free ebook, Church Chaos: Biblical Insights for Confused Catholics. If you are a confused Catholic and you're thinking about leaving the Catholic Church, or you're thinking about converting to the church, but you see that there's a crisis in the church and you're just unsure, this is the book for you. Again, it is free. Just simply go to reasonandtheology.com. You'll see a pop-up that comes up on your screen. Just simply click on it and you'll put in your email, and it will provide you the free PDF ebook right then and there. Please check it out if you're confused about the situation in the Catholic Church today. ReasonandTheology.com.